From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
VOI listener, welcome back with me, Rahma. In today's edition, we will present some segments to you, beginning from news, spotlight of the week, and other interesting info, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, on the frequency 3325 kHz, and website voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesia-Malaysia European Union create task force on deforestation regulation. Indonesian Ministry of Communication and Informatics and the General Election Supervisory Agency form task force to monitor online campaigns. Now the news in detail. Indonesia, Malaysia, and the European Union have agreed to establish an ad hoc joint task force on the European Union deforestation free regulation. The kick-off meeting of the ad hoc joint task force was conducted on August 4 in Jakarta. It was co-chaired by Deputy Minister for Food and Agribusiness at the Coordinating Ministry for Economic Affairs of Indonesia, Musdalifah Mahmud, Secretary General, Ministry of Plantation and Commodities of Malaysia, Datuk Mat Zaidi bin Muhammad Karli, and Director for Green Diplomacy and Multilateralism at the European Commission, Astrid Schumacher. According to a joint press statement of Indonesia, Malaysia, and the European Union received on Saturday, the ad hoc joint task force will establish a dialogue and relevant work streams led by the respective governments to build mutual understanding on the implementation of the regulation. The meeting also agreed to the terms of reference for the ad hoc joint task force, which include work on issues such as inclusivity of smallholders in the supply chain, relevant national certification schemes or land legality and cut-off date for deforestation, traceability from producers to end consumers, scientific data on deforestation and forest degradation and protection of data. The Indonesian Ministry of Communication and Informatics and the General Election Supervisory Agency have formed a task force to monitor political campaigns on social media ahead of the 2024 general elections. The task force will also work to prevent the spread of unlawful content on social media ahead of the elections, which are scheduled to take place on February 14, 2024. Director General of Public Information and Communication at the Ministry, Usman Kansong, told Antara State News Agency on Saturday that according to the General Elections Commission Regulation No. 15 of 2023, general election participants can carry out political campaigns through maximally 20 accounts on every type of platform, which should firstly register at the commission. Indonesia's new capital city Nusantara Authority has forged cooperation in research, education, and community empowerment with 5 well-known universities in Indonesia. The cooperation was marked with the signing of a memorandum of understanding as well as a discussion between the authority and the higher education institutions at Samboja Lodge Kutai Kartanegara East Kalimantan on Friday, August 4th. In a statement released on Saturday, the new Capital City Nusantara Authority head, Bambang Susantono, said they discussed actions to make the new capital city a sustainable forest city through a consortium. The research program comprises 4 clusters: energy, food and transportation, social and humanities, well-being and environmental conservation, and technology and information. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Ukraine has proposed its widely expected 10-point peace formula at talks in Saudi Arabia on Saturday, according to reports. Senior officials from some 40 countries, including the US, China, and India, met in Jeddah for discussions that Ukraine and its allies hope will lead to agreement on key principles for a peaceful end to Russia's war in Ukraine. The two-day meeting is part of a diplomatic push by Ukraine to build support beyond its core Western backers by reaching out to global South countries to help reach a solution to the conflict which has hit the global economy. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's office said this week that the meeting would focus on the 10-point peace formula that calls for the full withdrawal of Russian troops from Ukrainian territory. The Jeddah meeting follows talks in Copenhagen in June that were designed to be informal and did not yield an official statement, and the Ukrainian source said the 10-point formula received more support than in Copenhagen. A Suez Canal tugboat has sunk after colliding with a Hong Kong-flagged LPG tanker in the strategically important waterway, the Suez Canal Authority said on Saturday, August the 5th, without specifying whether there was any disruption to shipping traffic. 7 people were on board the tugboat, the FAT, the Canal Authority's head Osama Rabi said in a statement, adding that rescue work was underway with a crane dispatched to recover the sunken vessel. Rabi said the tanker is currently waiting in port side until the completion of the procedures related to the accident. Police arrested Pakistan's former Prime Minister Imran Khan in Lahore on Saturday after a court sentenced him to 3 years in prison for illegally selling state gifts, potentially barring the opposition leader from contesting an upcoming election. Legal experts say the guilty verdict reached by an Islamabad district court could eliminate Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif's greatest rival in a national election expected in November. Khan's lawyer, Intezar Panjota, told Reuters that he called for peaceful protests against the decision, but there was only a limited public response on Saturday evening. The arrest was the latest in a series of blows that have weakened Khan's political standing after he fell out with Pakistan's powerful military and his party splintered. Thai former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawatra said on Saturday, August the 5th, he was postponing his return from self-exile as Thailand struggles to overcome a political deadlock after the general election in May was won by opponents of military-backed parties. Thaksin, a former telecoms tycoon who became prime minister in 2001 and was ousted by the military in 2006, has towered over Thailand's politics despite having lived in self-imposed exile since 2008 to avoid grave convictions, which he said were politically motivated after his government were ousted in 2006 coup. On Saturday, Thaksin said in a post on X, the social media platform formerly known as Twitter, that he needed a medical checkup and would delay his return, originally planned for August the 10th, by a couple of weeks. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijayakasi, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. This week's spotlight is on President optimistic Indonesia can become a developed country in the education sector. Indonesian President Joko Widodo attended the Education Fund Management Institution Fest in Jakarta on Thursday, August the 3rd. In his remarks, the head of state appreciated the event as a socialization tool to introduce the institution and educational programs in the country in order to build superior and quality human resources. Through the event, he is also optimistic that Indonesia's demographic bonus can be put to good use. President Joko Widodo also explained that the government had set a budget in the Sovereign Wealth Fund to manage education in the country. The budget continues to increase every year from 15 trillion rupiah in 2015 and currently has reached 139 trillion rupiah. In addition, the president also asked his staff to make a grand design for the Education Fund Management Institution, starting from the next 5 years to 25 years. The design must be in accordance with Indonesia's need and vision in the future. On that occasion, President Joko Widodo also conveyed a message to the recipient of the Education Fund Management Institute scholarships to return to Indonesia after completing their studies abroad. The president wants scholarship recipients to utilize their knowledge by working in the country. He also said that the scholarship recipients were the human resources needed by the country to make Indonesia a developed country in the future. He believes that Indonesia's younger generation has better thoughts and visions for the future. The president also stated that Indonesia has the opportunity to become a developed country within the next 13 years. However, this opportunity must be utilized properly by the younger generation of Indonesia. That was this week's Spotlight.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voanews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
I'll start today in history with August 6, 1945, the atomic bomb dropped on Hiroshima. On August 6, 1945, the United States dropped the first atomic bomb on Hiroshima, Japan during World War II. The atomic bomb named Little Boy was dropped by a B-29 aircraft named Enola Gay. This explosion left around 140,000 people dead or seriously injured and had a major impact on the end of World War II, with Japan surrendering a few days later. Turning to August 6, 1991, Tim Berners-Lee launches the World Wide Web. On August 6, 1991, Tim Berners-Lee, a British computer engineer, officially launched the World Wide Web, or www. He wrote a systems proposal in 1989 and built the first web server, browser, and web page. The World Wide Web has changed the way humans communicate, access information, and interact around the world. I'll end Today in History with August 6, 2012, the Curiosity rover landing on Mars. On August 6, 2012, NASA's Mars Science Laboratory mission reached a milestone when the Curiosity rover successfully landed on the surface of Mars. The rover was designated to investigate the possibility of life on the red planet and has been sending stunning data and pictures of the planet ever since. That was Today in History.
VOI listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent their letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering their letters or emails. First, I would like to reply an email from Malik Allah Bachaya Kohar in Pakistan. Hello, sir. How are you? I'm really sorry for your inconvenience. It is because of so many emails and letters from our regular listeners. But I'm promised to send you our QSL card. Please be patient. Hopefully, you will keep listening to our broadcast and sending your reception report. I look forward to your criticism and suggestion. As an appreciation for Mr. Malik Allah Bachaya Kohar, here is a beautiful song for you. Enjoy!
Menutup pintu untuk segala kemungkinan, terjebak bersama dalam kejauhan. Keramaian tak lagi menyenangkan, menjadi bumerang untuk kehidupan. Kini ku lebih tahu apa yang sebenarnya ku butuhkan. Aurora menjawab semua kesombongan kita, mengingatkan arti kebebasan, memisahkan semua insan. Aurora menjawab semua keacuhan kita, mengingatkan arti kebebasan, mengubah makna kebersamaan. Oh, 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 oh.
Tutup pintu demi segala kebaikan, terjebak dalam dinding yang teracukan.
Kini kau punya waktu untuk perhatikan kebersamaan yang tersita dunia. Ku tahu yang ku mau, ku ingin terjebak denganmu. Corona menjawab semua kesombongan kita, mata kita lah virusnya.
Still tuning into the English program from Voice of Indonesia on the frequency 3325 and 4750 kHz, also through website voinews.id and RRI Playgo mobile app. Today's edition will give information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on Indonesian and Timor Leste discuss cooperation in the Olympic Solidarity Program. The Indonesian Olympic Committee welcomed the arrival of the Timor-Leste delegation on Monday, July the 31st, to discuss the initiation of cooperation between the two countries in order to maximize the Olympic Solidarity Program. The arrival of the Timor-Leste National Olympic Committee delegation, led by its Secretary General Laurentino Guterres, was received directly by the Indonesian Olympic Committee Executive Hengki Silatang and Secretary General Wijaya Nuradi in Jakarta. Laurentino Guterres, in his official statement on Tuesday, said that Indonesia has always been his second home. His arrival to Indonesia was to strengthen cooperation between the Timor-Leste and Indonesia's National Olympic Committees. According to him, Indonesia is strong in a number of sports, such as weightlifting, boxing, and badminton. He said they could maximize the strengthening of this cooperation through the Olympic Solidarity Program. Through this official collaboration, Laurentino Guterres hopes that there will be coordination of training exchanges so that Timor-Leste can be more focused. The results are expected to help increase the country's sport achievement. He hopes that cooperation with Indonesia will not only be a training camp for athletes, but if possible, the National Olympic Committee Exchange Program can also be run. Meanwhile, Indonesia welcomes plans to strengthen cooperation between the two countries, especially in the context of encouraging increased sports in Southeast Asian nations or countries. According to Indonesian National Olympic Committee Executive Antonius Adi Wirjawan, the meeting should be summarized in the form of a memorandum of understanding so that Indonesia and Timor-Leste, as Southeast Asian countries, can be more solid and strong in the field of sports. That was My Indonesia Today.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now I would like to reply to an email from Oliver Fuller in Germany. He was listening to our broadcasting German programs through frequency 3325 kHz at 6 to 7 p.m. UTC with SINPO 35333. Hello sir, thank you for your reception report. Your email has been forwarded to the German section. Please be patient for the reply from my friend. Thank you. As appreciation, we'll play a song for you. Here is the song.
Aku
thank you for still joining us the English program from Voice of Indonesia on the frequency 3325 and 4750 kHz, website voinews.id and RRI Playo mobile app. Listener, for the next segment, we'll present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Indonesian Wonder today will be featuring Bongko Mento, a culinary delight from Jepara. Jepara in Central Jawa, apart from being famous for its wood carvings, is also a coastal area known for its delicious seafood. For those of you culinary lovers who are visiting the city, you must try one of Jepara's culinary specialties called Bongko Mento, which is said originated from the ancient Kalinyamat Kingdom. This Bongko Mento is so delicious that reportedly to be the favorite of the Jepara Palace. The process of making Bongko Mento does not take too long. First, all ingredients such as shredded chicken, glass noodles, and pieces of ear mushrooms are sauteed with ground spices such as coriander powder, galangal, roasted candlenut, garlic, shallots, sugar, and salt to taste. Then stir until the mixture becomes dry. After that, turn off the fire. Then you have to make a kind of omelette or pancakes made from beaten eggs, flour, water, and salt. After you fry it, take a piece of banana leaf, then place a piece of the omelettes. Fill it with ingredients that have been sauteed earlier, douse with coconut milk, and then wrap in the banana leaf cylinder shape. Steam for about 30 minutes and ready to be served. At first glance, Bongko Mento looks like the popular Indonesian pepes, which is also cooked in banana leaves. The difference is, Bongko Mento uses chicken meat as stuffing, while pepes usually uses fish or tofu filling. Bongko Mento are sold all over Jepara at very affordable prices. So, if you are a culinary hobbyist and are in Jepara, take the time to taste Bongko Mento as a typical Jepara culinary delight. That was Indonesian Wonder today.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Before we end our segment, listeners' mailbag, I announce that Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is extended until September 25th, 2023. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is in the form of an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations, namely Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay with a length of 700 to 800 words, font Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice. Send the essay and the audio to the Google form provided on the website. For those selected as the winner, one participant for each language service will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id or send a message to WhatsApp +62 821 2381 2130. Let's participate in the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023. Who knows? You become one of the winners.
Masa depan More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
You just enjoyed the third song presented by Voice of Indonesia. For the next segment, we'll present to you Miscellany.
Today's Miscellany is on Papua Coffee Festival 2023. The 2023 Papua Coffee Festival is being held by the Indonesian Central Bank, Bank Indonesia, from August 4th to the 8th as an effort to encourage coffee to become a leading commodity with export potential. The head of the Papua Provincial Bank Indonesia team, Raymond Samora, said that this festival was used to introduce Papua's superior products so that they could go international. Different from the previous year, the 6th Papua Coffee Festival 2023 was coupled with the 78th Independence Day of the Republic of Indonesia. As many as 37 leading micro, small and medium enterprises in Papua are taking part to enliven the Papua Coffee Festival. They are divided into coffee, craft, food and beverage, and fashion sectors. Head of Bank Indonesia Representative Office for Papua Province, Julie Budiwinantia, said the Papua Coffee Festival is an annual agenda as a form of real contribution to the development of micro, small and medium enterprises. In implementing the 6th Papua Coffee Festival, Bank Indonesia also presented 10 well-known musicians both at the Papuan and national levels. There are several agendas at this year's festival, starting from entertainment events and competitions. Apart from that, there are also music festivals, coffee competitions, which consist of manual brew competitions and latte competitions, as well as e-sport competition, which consists of e-football, Mobile Legends, and PUBG. That was Miscellany today.
Sejak semula ku sudah menduga, pasti di sana hatiku berada. Di dekatmu cinta untuk selama-lamanya. Sejak semula aku susah lupa saat pertama menatap matanya. Ku percaya cinta, kamulah satu-satunya. Cuma kamu candu di hatiku, sayang selalu merindu selamanya. Hati cuma satu, janganlah kau ragu sayang, takkan ku berpaling. Kamu candu sampai ke nadi. Oh, 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 oh. Sejak semula aku susah lupa saat pertama menatap matanya. Percaya cinta, kamulah satu-satunya. Cuma kamu candu di hatiku, sayang selalu merindu selamanya. Hati cuma satu, janganlah kau ragu sayang, takkan ku berpaling. Kamu candu sampai ke nadi. bantu sampaikan nadi.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOA listener, today's music corner presents a song by Mawar de Jong. Mawar Eva de Jong was born in Amsterdam, the Netherlands, on September 26, 2001. She is an Indonesian actress, singer, and model of Dutch and Karo North Sumatra descent. Mawar de Jong started her career as an actress, but then she also proved her talent as a singer through her melodious voice. In July 2023, she released a new single entitled Cinta Pertama dan Terakhir, which was popularized and composed by a singer, songwriter, and actress, Sherina. The song Cinta Pertama dan Terakhir, or in English means First and Last Love, was released in 2009 as part of Sherina's fifth studio album titled Gemini. The song tells about someone who has found her true love. Well, listeners, let's enjoy the version of Cinta Pertama dan Terakhir by Mawar de Jong. Enjoy!
Mengajakku untuk bertahan di kala sedih. Sebelumnya ku ikat hatiku hanya untuk aku seorang. Sekarang kau di sini, hilang rasanya semua bimbang tangis kesepian. Aku mencari tentang rasa ini, aku tak mengerti. Akankah sama jadinya bila bukan kamu? Lalu senyummu menyadarkanku, kau cinta pertama dan ini sebelumnya. lagi kisahku. Tak ada yang mengerti. Sekarang kau di sini, hilang rasanya. Semua bimbang tangis kesepian. Kau buat aku bertanya, kau buat aku mencari tentang rasa ini. Aku jadinya bila bukan kamu, lalu senyummu menyadarkanku. Kau cinta pertama dan terakhirku. Bila suatu saat kau harus pergi, jangan paksa aku untuk cari yang lebih baik.
Of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Bagiku kamulah duniaku, semua ku berikan hanya. Tinggalkan semua dan lukaiku.
cinta kita saat ku sedang sayang-sayangnya.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Ini bukan lagu cinta biasa. Hanya denting nada yang memanjakan senyumanmu. Ingin ku cerita semua rahasia yang hanya Tuhan dan kamu yang tahu. Kau buatku lemah tak berdaya. Kau membebaskanku dan bersamamu. Aku tahu kau suka padaku karena erat kau memeluk aku. Kau bersama aku, aku pun inginkan kamu. Semua ini memang tidak biasa. Yeah, yeah. Apa yang ku rasa padamu memang istimewa. Selidiki aku apa adanya. Ayo kita bongkar mujizat dunia. Kau membuat hati tergila-gila. Hatiku tergila-gila.
Dear listener, thank you so much for listening to the English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave frequency 3325 and 4750 kHz, website voinews.id and RRE Playo mobile app. Please give your suggestion and criticism through our social media, Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram at voi_official, or send an email to voi@voinews.id or chat on WhatsApp +62 821 2381 2130 +62 821 2381 2130. I'm Rahma, signing out. Bye for now.